trong ý thơ.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
The following program is an archival rebroadcast of a previously aired show. Any weather and or traffic reports you may hear are probably not relevant to current conditions, and any resemblance of said conditions to these reports is therefore entirely coincidental. You do believe in coincidences, right?
Sunday morning in 1942, a mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and brown.
And as he grew up,
magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we have a special guest here in studio. A month ago, on our social medias, I put out a plea out there for trying to tell more diverse, unique stories here on the Filipino American National News. And one of the people that had reached out to me is our guest tonight, a young woman by the name of Liana Rojas, who is the owner of Let's Roar, a business that is located in Eden Prairie Center. Obviously, that's in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, but we'd like to welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much, Alan, for having me.
And for our listeners that that are not aware with your brand, what is Let's Roar?
Yes, so Let's Roar, it's all about speaking up, standing up, and supporting military sexual assault survivors. So Alliance Roar, you can hear from 5 miles away. So it's really getting awareness of like being able to report when, you know, like you experience harassment or sexual assault. And in the military, there's a lot of that going on, but it's not talked about, or a lot of us are afraid to report because of consequences or whatever it is. So that's what my brand is about. And a portion of my proceeds or is donated to help military sexual assault survivors, specifically the organization called Protect Our Defenders. So they help with pro bono work, research, and putting out statistics so more and more people are aware of military SA.
And as you stated, a big theme here is the military.
Mm-hmm.
Why the military? Why is this, I guess, why does this carry deep meaning to you, the survivors of these heinous acts?
Yes. So I have been in the military for 7 years. I was in the Army National Guard for 6, and then now I'm in the Air Force for a year. I have been a victim of assault and harassment, and a lot of my battle buddies, fellow service members, have been raped, assaulted, or harassed as well. So that's been something I'm very passionate about, gaining more awareness and being able to help other survivors like myself.
And what has been the response to your brand, to the people that have made their way out to Let's Roar in at Eden Prairie Center?
People have been really supportive. I've been so blessed to be able to have people's trust that they have been vulnerable with their stories. They've just opened up and just been so thankful for me as well that I've started this brand and we're gaining more awareness because they've never seen something. Another brand that is doing the same thing. And just kind of sort to backtrack a little bit about more of my brand. I sell jewelry and activewear for both men and women, specifically gold-plated, stainless steel, non-tarnished, and hypoallergenic jewelry for sensitive skin that you can work out in and you can also shower with. And then I have the activewear, unique different styles for both men and women together. So.
And you mentioned that you are currently serving in the military. Mm-hmm. I've known a few Filipinas that are in the military or have going when I was in school, you know, the ROTC. Mm-hmm. What sparked your interest in terms of your service within the military?
It was quite a few things. I think I liked the idea of the discipline, the fitness aspect, and being stronger mentally and physically. And then same thing, they also were advertising that they would pay for college. And I think I was always just influenced too with my family. They were pushing me to be a cop at one point, but then I realized that's not something I wanted. So I think the military was the second option. But I'm so glad that I joined. I've met quite great people and I've definitely have gotten stronger physically and mentally. I was a very shy, reserved person who could not speak up for myself, who could not do anything, but the military really forced me to get out of my shell and be a better version of myself.
You talked about being a better version of yourself. I had my grandfather, he was a Army veteran and he served in World War II. What would our listeners not really know about that whole the physicality or just being prepared to, you know, carry guns that way or, you know, weapons that weigh a lot? I mean, what kind of training really is that?
You know, like we've been put into so many different types of training, whether that is to be able to run 5 miles, 10 miles or ruck march with 50 pounds on your back for like 10, you know, 12 miles or... You know, being able to shoot different weapons from a small little gun to a whole rifle to a whole 50 cal in a tank, which it's just like so such a variety, but it's been so great because you really learn yourself. You learn that you are more capable than you think and that you definitely gain such great friends because you're alongside with people that have never done this stuff and you're learning it together. But it's been really great. One thing that very cool experience of been able to do with the military is that I've been able to drive tanks. I actually got licensed for my first unit, and then when in Egypt I was deployed in 2021, they allowed me to shoot in a tank one time, and that was so amazing. But that's something I never ever thought I'd be able to do. I think I was 23 years old at that time, so
I guess that's definitely something still on the bucket list is shooting from a tank and not in a military exercise, I guess, for me, if that ever happens. But right now I'm going to give you a little bit of a breather. I want to thank Liana for being on our show so far to talk about her business, Let's Roar, which people can find at letsroar.shop in regards to your online presence. And I guess we'll talk about how that was, your online presence was probably the initial start of the beginnings, the origin stories of your business. But for right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. It is from an artist, two artists, the artist Ella J. Bosco featuring Ruby Ibarra, and this is their track entitled Gold.
Woo! ever have those days when you just feel like you don't fit in? Well, you'll never have to feel like that ever again with Brown Be Gone. This bar of soap will not only help you brighten your day, Brown Be Gone will help brighten your complexion too. Feeling like your life is dark? Maybe it's just your skin. Let Brown Be Gone wash the brown away. You, yes you, can make everyone around you feel more comfortable with Brown Be Gone. Be dark no more.
A beauty product by Karen and Karen, highly toxic society approved. Common side effects include complicity, inauthenticity, hallucinations of Anglo features, and confusions of self-worth.
Once again, that was Ella J. Bosco and Ruby Ibarra with Gold. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are proud once again to have on the show Liana Rojas, the owner of Let's Roar, which is located at the Eden Prairie Center. When you reached out to me, you kind of gave me a little brief history of the company. Initially, this started off as an online business, in one of the most trying times for everybody in the world during COVID. What sparked you to do this, as I think, as to quote you, initially as the side hustle at the beginning?
I think I've always known that I wanted to be my own boss. So it was a matter of time until I figured out what I wanted to sell and what it was going to be, right? And initially, I was COVID time, 2020, end of 2020, I was, I think, like 21 years old. And I didn't have a lot as far as capital. But I just knew, like, I needed to do something, and I was home a lot because of COVID. So I was like, okay, I think this is perfect time. And I was just coming out of my shell, so I was starting to, like, be open, like, kind of, like, be more present in social media. So just one day, I kind of realized, like, what can I do? Like, what do I love, and what can I keep doing in the long run? So I decided to go with jewelry because I realized, like, it's what I love. And it wasn't as much capital to start with, and then, but I knew later on down the road I would like to also incorporate more items. So I end up going with activewear, just because I love to work out, and I figured I should, you know, represent my own brand instead of, you know, representing other brands and helping other, like, business owners make more billions, right? So and then combining, like, my passion and what I wanted to help, I was like, I realized, like, it all just came to me, like, the name Let's Roar, and then started with jewelry, and I started with literally, like, $200 to my name, and started this business very small scale. I launched then my website in January 2021. I literally just had a couple items, but I figured, okay, like, it's a good start, just one step at a time. And then, so it was online for about a year and a half. I actually got deployed, I think, 3-4 months later after launching my website. So the business kind of had to take a little bit of a break. But even during deployment, I was still doing a lot. I was taking photos. I was still, like, marketing, trying to market my business, right? I was even having my other military service members kind of model for me. And I was just creating content, still creating the hype while I was deployed. I still continued to post, and I even started, like, just selling my own stuff on base. I was able to get my clothing shipped on base, and I still did little things, but really, like, I was not making much at all. And then once I got home in 2022, I still was about online for about another year, and then later on, that's when I started going full-time, quit my full-time job, and then did my business full-time.
And that's one thing I have to say about the younger generations of Filipinos, Filipino-Americans, Filipinos in the Philippines, is you guys have this no-fear kind of attitude when it comes to starting these businesses, or these, where I think people in my generation, I'm a little... Okay, I say a little bit older. I know I'm a lot older. But is that, you know, when we hear no back then, or doubt, it really puts a lot of doubt. And like you said, you started with $200 in your, you know, in your bank account to start this business and to create what you're creating content while you're being deployed, and, you know, having people, you know, on the base buying your stuff. I mean, that's very admirable. The one thing with this whole kind of series of highlighting all these remarkable people in our communities is kind of talking about the journey. Your journey didn't necessarily start here in Minnesota right away. Were you born in the Philippines?
Yes, I was born in the Philippines in Cebu City. In Kabantan, close to Ayala Center. I was 12 when I moved here in Minnesota in 2010.
I hear Cebu is known for their lechon.
Yes, absolutely.
I know this is a little off topic in regards to what we're talking about, but for our listeners that don't know what lechon, it's essentially the Filipino version of roasting a pig with an open fire. Mm-hmm. But what makes the Cebu style of lechon preparation to you different, or what makes it quote unquote unique? Or
I don't fully know, but I think I've heard it's the stuffing that they use inside the pig that has just like the flavor in it. And I think sometimes like there's more salt for the lechon. That's pretty much what I know, but it's really good. I miss it. I cannot wait to go home.
The cool thing about the early part of the interview that you stated is that obviously you did not choose this career path, but you said that members of the family said that they wanted you to be a cop. You know, generally that's not a career path that I think that I would hear for Filipinas in general to go through. You know, you hear the stereotypical be a nurse or a doctor, but why do you think your family wanted the, or members of your family wanted to steer you into law enforcement potentially?
I think they wanted me to just step, kind of be like my real dad who was a cop, but I didn't really know him. He wasn't in my life. So, you know, right off the bat, I didn't want to be like him. So I right away was like, nope, I don't want to be a cop.
With your business, when you go to the website and you go to the section, the about section about it, there's certain visions or there's certain pillars of what your brand represents. For our listeners that don't know, what are the things that you hope that Let's Roar makes your buying public know about your business and what makes it unique?
Yeah, so there's certain traits of the person, of a person who roars. She is confident in her own skin and she is outspoken, and ultimately she's bold, powerful, courageous, resilient, things like that.
What do you think has made you resilient?
I think just having gone through a lot at my young age, living in the Philippines, being so poor and not having, you know, like a full family. Like I had my mom and like my grandma, but like not growing up with a dad. And then moving here and then adapting to being like speaking English, and then like, you know, getting, me being a shy person, reserved, it was even hard to make friends. And then like, you know, like I had to kind of navigate what it's like to live with a stepdad, what it's like to have this family now, but family away from family in this place where it was very quiet compared to the Philippines. I feel like just there's been a lot, and then just adulthood, you know, life just came at me, and I just like, yeah, just continued struggles here and there, but I feel like I have been really resilient in the sense that I have not let those affect me negatively. I've continued to use sometimes pain and made it into power, or just continued to be good, get to see the good and to hope for the good.
I know we are coming quite close to, before our half an hour is coming close to end. I know for myself, as being a Balikbayan, a person to return to the Philippines, that you become appreciative of the things around you. You spoke about, you know, growing up poor. For our listeners that don't know, there's poor, there's homelessness here. There's, you know, other people that panhandle and stuff. But for our listeners that don't know, what is it poor growing like up in the Philippines like?
Yeah, so growing up poor in the Philippines, there were times where we had to wait to eat, a lot of times where we would get brownouts, blackouts, so no electricity for even days, no water throughout the day. You have to shower at a specific time because you knew that water would be cut off at this time for like maybe half a day. And then like, you know, there's so many like bugs and flies. It's, you know, like there's not really a thing. And if people get sick, you don't really get the help because you don't have the money to get the help, or you know, there's no such thing as insurance. And then you're my clothes growing up, it was all like from like Ukai Ukai, which is like a little less than the thrift shop version here, or just all hand-me-downs, or like grew up. I remember like just like having like a couple toys, you know. So I'd say that's how it is over there.
And for our listening audience that does want to stop into Let's Roar, what are your business hours?
My business hours, so I'm open every day except Tuesday. So weekdays, it's 10 to 8 p.m. Saturdays, it's 10. All right, Saturdays, same thing, 10 to 8 p.m. And then Sundays, 11 to 6 p.m.
And you talk about the advocacy here for people of sexual assault, sexual harassment within the military. What resources could people that might be dealing with it, that you might be aware of, that they could reach out to?
So for sure, with veterans and current service members, the VA has a lot of resources. Protect Our Defenders, definitely check out their website. They have a lot of resources as well. What else? Sorry, I'm like blanking, but yes, for sure, check out the VA and Protect Our Defenders.
Well, Liana Rojas, I'd like to thank you for being a guest here on the Filipino American National News. I know that in the beginning you might have thought you might not have enough to say, or you might be a little shy, but no, you really informed our listeners a lot about your business and this plight that definitely needs more light showed upon it, so that those victims can be heard, and that we have less and less victims, and hopefully no more of this heinous acts happening within the military and just in public in general.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share my story and about my brand.
And we are going to end the show with a song by the artist named Julie Plug. And the name of this song is entitled Star Maker. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
KFAI is proud to present Scary Pockets at the Fine Line on Friday, April 5th. Scary Pockets are a rotating roster of world-class musicians who release live funk reimaginations of familiar songs every week. the 2024 Scary Pockets Tour Band will feature guitarist and co-founder Ryan Lerman, as well as fan favorites from the revolving cast of musicians. Tickets for Scary Pockets can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived.